You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
What's going on? But 90% of the parents in the United States do a family vacation, home away, try to do something with the kids to learn new things, and they're coming up with all kinds of stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're also coming out with gadgets for people to help travel.
Mm-hmm.
They have a toddler's traveling bed
right.
That is for as young as 2 years old. It's inflatable. You put it in a backpack and take it with you because you don't want the kids sleeping with you in the bed sometimes.
Right.
And this can be set up, and they sleep on it, and it's very safe, and it's like they're tucked in.
Wow.
And then they have...
How big is that? I'm intrigued myself.
Well, it's the British Columbia-based company in Vancouver called Skunks.
Uh-huh.
Shrunks. Shrunks. It's for kids as young as two. It's an inflatable bed. Keeps them low to the ground.
Uh-huh.
It's got a moat-like rim, you know, like it's around.
Okay.
And it's $79, so mm-hmm. It's www.theshrunks.com.
Okay.
So it's like if they're out of the hotel crib and they end up sleeping between you, they can do this and it's on the floor.
Oh, know? Okay.
So it's like you leave some of mom and dad's clothes at home because you're packing it in the suitcase.
Yep.
And then they have a sleep pillow from iTunes it's an app design from Apple.
Right.
It has 70 ambient sounds and mixes to help restless kids, grown-ups, and whatever,
mm-hmm.
to relax, to go to sleep. Like you're traveling all the time.
Sure.
There's an app for that.
Sure.
And then they have a phone protection from Fisher-Price. It's a lap and learn case
right.
for iPhones and iPad touch devices.
Mm-hmm.
You put the phone in the thing, and it kind of like help you, and that makes sure the kids don't drop it and crack everything. It's got rings on it. It's protected. It holds the device in there so you don't go crazy thinking the kids are going to drop it.
Right.
But the really one I thought was really nice is called Sky High Comfort. It's a 5-part harness system, like a hammock.
Mm-hmm.
That goes between the parent and the seat in front of you. So the kid is laying in the hammock facing you, and you're playing with the baby right there on a long flight.
Ah.
So the baby's not stuck in the car seat all the time.
Right. Okay.
It's a comfortable, it looks like a big sling sitting between the seats.
And that doesn't impact the person in front of you? They're not getting all frustrated?
No, because it's hanging. You know where the tray in the back of the seat in front of you?
Yes.
It hangs on to that. It just sits in there.
Okay. Wow.
And they have to check with the airlines beforehand to make sure it's approved for use.
Right.
It's called flybaby.com, FlyBaby.com. It's $40. It's a portable sling.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives your knees a break, but you don't have the kid on your lap and you're bouncing it. You don't have to bounce it. It's in this sling.
Yeah.
Between you and the front seat.
All
and
right.
Then they have this 15-second setup. It's a crib on the go, Lotus Everywhere crib from the Guava family, G-U-A-V-A.
Right.
For traveling near and far. It's a mesh fabric. It's breathable. It's clear enough to keep an eye on the tots. It folds into a backpack.
Right.
Now, that's $250, but you got to see this crib. I mean, it's ideal. But the other thing that I saw that I'm thinking, well, this is my kid, my own daughter. I'm going to have to think about this. Doona Infant Car Seat, D-O-O-N-A. It has 2-for-1. It has integrated wheels and adjustable handlebar. It's a car seat mode, snaps into the car base, or can be strapped in a taxi or shuttle with a seatbelt. But it comes apart and it transforms into a stroller.
Wow.
Immediately. It's really a neat little... it's available. I mean, it's $500.
Mm-hmm.
It's ranging for kids from 4 to 35 pounds. It's built for infants and children for traveling.
Neat.
But it's the Doona Infant Car Seat.
Wow. That sounds that sounds convenient because I you see the parents walking around with everything.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking. That's why I'm looking at this. I said, "Oh my God, this is," and it only can be purchased here in the United States.
Okay.
So, okay, that's good for us. And then they have a backpack from Tilt Energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a built-in charging brick, so that parents never have to deal with a dead phone.
Right.
So that you're automatically, you're pack and everything, but it's also got the battery charger in there.
Okay.
And that's like $170, and I'm sure it's on TYLT.com, but I'm wondering if the Luggage Factory outlet carries it in Flemington.
Right.
Or maybe they can see about it. You know,
right.
It's like, but there are things. Kindle Fire is coming out with, you can load children's books, movies, apps, saving a lot of luggage space.
Mm-hmm.
It runs about $50 to $200. For you can have kids and things. They have a travel crib light, easy for parents to study, you know, keep them asleep while they're traveling. So
sure.
It's like they have a lot of stuff going on in gadgets. Oh.
Wow. Yep.
And then for adults, what's new is it's a lifesaver, like for they're called nano spikes. You ever hear of them?
Nano spikes?
Yeah, it's an ultralight winter traction gripper that slips over shoes, sneakers, or hiking boots so you have footing on icy ice and snow and whatever. Katoola is the company that makes it, K-A-H-T-O-O-L-A, but they're called Nano Spikes, N-A-N-O. And I think my daughter's gotten them just to use it for work.
Uh-huh.
So, and then Scott Fleece 8.0 jacket, it's S-C-O-T-T-E. It's a heavyweight fleece, and it's a standout because it's got all kinds of pockets, collective, but it holds a bottle. It holds an ID. It has a detachable and extendable key holder. It has built-in wire management that you can put a cell phone in there in two pockets and a wire earbud, so you have everything near the collar, but it's all protected within the coat.
Cool.
So, like, it's not going to get – you can go – walking with it, skiing with it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is under a attached chamois, and it has a tablet pocket. It's all kinds of goodies in there. Eyeglass holder, you know, and it's got reflectors on it. And then they have a heated mittens now, Alpha Heat with the AA batteries.
Right.
So if you want to go ski and take the winter bite out of things, it's great for outdoor activities. It's built-in heating panels. 120 degrees, up to 6 hours. Take 6 AA batteries.
Wow.
And they're lying, yeah.
Cool, uh-huh. Cool.
And then they have a wireless remote, what's hot feet. Shoes or boots. It's a removable battery that can be recharged. It's insole of footwear. You can swap in and out. The new Thermacell ProFlex heated insole. Water resistant, unisex, customizable to fit any shoe. Batteries are said to last up to 5 hours. So if you're into hiking or walking, you got nothing, you know?
Wow.
And then another thing that's been a popular thing is the wraps, the comfortable wraps. Like, you're always asking for on the plane that you're hot or cold, whatever.
Right.
But they have got a washable fleece that is warming and lightweight. It's Reader's Wrap product. It has holds books, holds reading cells. Glasses, cell phone, it has a shawl collar, it's great for women. The 20-inch back drape that lies flat for comfort. And it's Janaska, J-A-N-S-K-A. That's
right.
The company does the clothing for women. Yep, they've come out with. And then they also are offering a wrap for travel on planes. Is a washable fleece that you do on your feet. So...
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Rubio, a rock-solid conservative and a strong leader. The U.S. military citing success in killing some ISIS leaders, as we hear from correspondent Terry Moore.
Vince, we've really killed a lot of bad guys here.
At least 10 ISIS leaders killed by U.S.-led airstrikes this month, said Army Colonel Steve Warren. He likened it to
striking at the head of this snake.
In a video teleconference from Baghdad, Warren said,
"You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Rescue crews in Oklahoma are continuing the search for a missing country singer. Tammy Rose has the latest.
Craig Strickland and his friend Chase Moreland did not return from a recent hunting trip on Caw Lake. Moreland's body was found Monday, but Strickland's family remains hopeful. They formed in 2012, and in the 3 years since Backroad Anthem has been doing country their way. Monday morning, though, the music stopped after a duck hunt gone horribly wrong. Just off the shores of Caw Lake, lead singer of the band Craig Strickland and good friend Chase Moreland hit the water and vanished. Nothing found but a capsized boat. Family and friends turned to social media, finding this chilling tweet from Chase. Quote, "In case we don't come back, Backroad Craig and I are going right through Winter Storm Goliath to kill ducks in Oklahoma." I'm Tammy Rose.
Another day of bad weather delays for air flights. Over 3,000 flights delayed so far today. This is USA Radio News.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Cleveland's mayor is saying he welcomes protests after a grand jury's decision to clear the officers involved in the Tamir Rice shooting. Mayor Frank Jackson saying during a news conference he's not worried about protests and people have a right to do so. He actually says he welcomes them. He also says police will provide protection to protesters who come to Cleveland. A grand jury yesterday deciding officers Timothy Lohman and Frank Garmbach would not be facing charges in the killing of that 12-year-old boy who brandished a real-looking pellet gun when he was shot by cops last year. Authorities in Texas say the so-called affluenza teen had a going-away party before he took off. During a press conference, Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson said he hopes Ethan Couch will be extradited soon back to Fort Worth after his capture in Mexico. Anderson saying investigators learned from a source that Couch had some sort of a farewell bash before he and his mother left town. Couch made news in 2013 when he was sentenced to 10 years probation after killing 4 people in Texas while he was driving admittedly drunk. Stocks back in positive territory to end the year. They opened sharply higher today after a slight recovery in oil prices. Investors also anticipating higher consumer confidence numbers for December. The Dow was up 193 points at the close. The NASDAQ gained 67. I'm Chris Barnes for USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 39 degrees right now in Flemington. There's fog out there. The winds are calm. 20% chance of precipitation. There is a dense fog advisory. Came out this morning at 6 a.m. Remains in effect until 10 a.m. Visibility, widespread areas, less than a quarter of a mile of visibility. Impacts of reduced visibility will create a hazard for motorists. Dense fog advisory means reduce less than one quarter mile, driving slow, use your low beam headlights, leave plenty of distance between your vehicle and the one ahead of you. The forecast for today, Wednesday, December 30th. Cloudy skies with some morning fog, 51, winds light and variable, rain ending early, remaining cloudy tonight, low 42, winds light and variable, chance of rain 80%. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a high of 48. New Year's Eve, a few clouds from time to time and a low of 31. That's not bad at all. Clear skies and a mainly sunny sky and a 43 on Friday. That is January 1st. Second, mainly sunny, 43. And Sunday, sunny along with a few clouds, high of 45. Monday the 4th, sunny and 41. Temperatures in our area. 38 in Lebanon, 39 in Tewksbury, 38 in Phillipsburg, 37 Frenchtown, 39... Lambertville, 39 Ringo's, 39 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce office. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, going to concerts, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County. This is ELO. Jeff Lynn, lead singer. It's his birthday today. Rock Aria. What a unique sound. They have never been duplicated. Nobody's ever tried to play anything they've put together. For good reason. Good or bad, however you like to look at it. All right, it is 10 after 8. We have some fog out there, some weather. So let's get you insight into what's going on with our roads. Get my traffic from HERTTMA.com. You can get it too. Just go on over there and register or follow them on Twitter. It's HERTTMA.com. All right, just a weather statement from them, which is good. That means that people are heeding the warnings. There's patchy areas of dense fog this morning. Visibility is reduced. Please use caution. Allow extra commute time. And there shouldn't be a lot because a lot of people are taking off right now today. So there you have it. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. Today is Wednesday, and it's the last day of our year of broadcasting. So we're going to have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the 192 points up, and the market made it into positive territory yesterday. We'll see if that continues today. It might, because we're winding up some stuff, and it's low volume, so we'll see. But it's not going to make a huge dent in wherever it was from last January. We'll see. At 8:40, I get Diane Lane on the phone, and we talk travel with Diane. Diane gives us insight into lots of unique places to go and destinations and even unique travel concepts, especially low or small passenger cruising. So we'll, and all-inclusives. So we'll talk with Diane, find out what's on her mind. I'm going to ask her this, pretty much the same kind of question I asked Michelle yesterday. Given the fact that we're going to have a rise in our dollar, and the Europe and Asia and everybody are still struggling with their own financial situations, we should have a huge gap in the dollar versus other currencies. And I'm wondering if Diane could give us some insight into some deals, some value that will come out of that. So we'll talk with Diane about that at 8:40. The rest of the show, an eclectic mix of news and information to give you a heads up on what's going on in Hunter County. At 10 o'clock, it's Richard Scuderi doing modern design. Richard is an interior designer. He runs Maven Hill Design over there at 20231. And he brings on guests to help you understand efficient and affordable ways to and ideas to have a great design. So Richard does that from 10 to 11. Raising Conscious Kids Radio, Kim Pramatic is on, teaching us how to raise the 21st century kids, with which she believes are under more pressure and more technologically savvy than ever before. Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamara Roll is on at noon. Ruth gives us insight into helping us with all of our issues that we have, emotional and mental, and she helps us with that as an expert and a counselor with 30 years of experience. Wrote a private practice in Flemington. Anxiety, addiction, relationship skills, all the things that affect us with our relationships, anger and stress management, and a lot of those things come to bear during the holiday season, so Ruth's going to help us through that. Hunter and Young Professionals are on from 1 to 2, Gina Lentini and Eric help us understand the 20-somethings and their opening up their business. Richard Scuderi comes back doing modern design dilemmas, answering your questions, your tweets, your Facebook page posts, and your phone calls. Parenting Matters and Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly comes on to help you understand about up-and-comers that are coming to through, and there could be authors, they could be public speakers, doctors, they give you insight into all the different new ideas that they have, new products that they're producing. And that finishes up. We're done. And that'll be the last show of the 2015 year. We'll be back, of course, on January 4th. But prior to that, we'll have rewinds of the last week's shows. That is the entire Hunt and Chamber Income lineup. It's all there in the Hunt and Chamber Income website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntandChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Hunt and Chamber Income in just a moment.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntandChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunt and Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunt and Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntandChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. All right, BrownieLux.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. How bad can it be if you're playing a song about bacon in the morning? All right, we are finishing up Christmas bird count week. Remember I was talking about the owl watch that's going on next month? We finished up Halcyon Days. It's About Time week finishes up tomorrow, and it's Kwanzaa finishes up on January 1st. We'll get to January next week when I come back. What's going on for today? Well, it's the 30th, and it's
Falling Needles Family Fest Day. Yeah, time to get those real trees out of the house because, you know, they're starting to deteriorate and could become a fire hazard, so you need to get them moving on out. And it's Bacon Day, celebrating bacon. So there you have it. Brownielux.com celebration observances for the week and the day from Brownielux.com and bacon. Pick something and get involved. Time for us to move on to a little vitamin C. A little orange juice for that bacon. How about it? All right. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Pelican Ski Shop supports Hunterdon Medical Center blood donor program. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reported yesterday that during the winter months, many are not thinking about the blood supply at our local hospital. Many assume that when someone needs it, it will be there. And 70% of the blood used by patients at Hunterdon Medical Center comes from donors in the community. Pelican Ski and Snowboard Shop in White House Station recognizes the importance of donating blood and would like to give a gift to individuals who donate blood at Hunterdon Medical Center during the month of January. If an individual donates blood at Hunterdon Medical Center from January 1st to the 31st, they will receive a donation letter from the hospital to present to Pelican Ski and Snowboard Shop in White House Station. The blood donor can present the letter to Pelican and receive a free daily ski and snowboard rental any day of the season. To be eligible to donate blood, a person must be at least 17 years of age, be in good health, and weigh at least 110 pounds. Quote, "We are looking for donors of all blood types," said Kathy Conroy, blood donor, recruiter at the Hunterdon Medical Center. "Our donors are all special people who give blood only to help others in need. It isn't every day you can save someone's life. Most of us can give this gift and keep giving it regularly. To schedule an appointment to donate blood, call Hunterdon Medical Center's blood donor recruiter at 908-788-6405. So let's go back for just a second. Why? How about that? Pelican Ski and Snowboard making an effort. They don't have to do that. There's nothing that says that they have to do that. And all they're doing is just trying to make an incentive, give you an incentive. So here you have the opportunity to go and do something you should probably do anyway. Now, if you need a little extra help, Pelican Ski and Snowboard is helping you do it. Just go over there, schedule your appointment, and then go over to Pelican and get your rental for free, and off you go. That's some good stuff. Very good for the community. Thank you to Pelican. Thank you to Hunter Medical Center and Ms. Conroy. That's why that is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for December 30th. Kill the Messenger, Jenna Sims, she's 27 today, from Arrow. Katie Lutz is 29. 29th birthday of Faye Marseille from Pride. Singer-songwriter Ellie Goulding, 29. She sang Lights. Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron James, the King, is 31 today. Glee's Josh Sussman is 32. Rush Ashley Zuckerman is 32. Smallville's Kristen Kruk is 33. Youthful Days' Kristen DeLuca is 34. Bring It On! Eliza Dushku is 35. Star Wars: The Clone Wars' Catherine Tabor, 36. Singer of Sweet Lady, Tyrese, is 37. Bad Teacher, Lucy Punch, is 38. Golf Champion, Tiger Woods, is 40 today. What has happened to Tiger? The Grudge, Jason Baer, is 42. The Dark Knight Rises, Daniel Sanjata, is 44. Dexter, C.S. Lee, is 44. Rizzoli and Isles, Chris Vance, is 44. Dawson's Creek, Meredith Monroe, 46. Young Sherlock Holmes, Sophie Ward, is 51.
From Justice League, George Newbern is 51. Radio talk show host Sean Hannity is 54. Ryan's Hope, Kelly Maroney is 55. Comedian Tracy Ullman is 56. Patrick Kalambar is 58. From Sisters Today, co-host Matt Lauer is 58. Moshe and singer of In the Evening, Shirley Ralph is 59. Country music singer Susie Bogus is 59. TV host Meredith Vera, 62. ELO singer Jeff Lynn is 68. Because the Night, Patti Smith is 69. She sang that. China Beach, Concetta Tomei is 70. Rocky and Terror Firmer, Lloyd Kaufman is 70. Tremors and the Player, Fred Ward, 73. Singer-guitarist Mike Nesmith from the Monkees is 73. Pro Football Hall of Famer Mel Renfro is 74. TV director James Burrows is 75. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Paul Stuckey is 78. The Bob Newhart Show, Jack Riley's 80. Baseball Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax is 80. Big Daddy, Blame It on Rio, Joseph Colonna is 81. And Drive and Django Unchained, Russ Tamblyn, 81 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to take a break. We'll do the news and get Michelle Heidi on. Hang on. Good morning, Hunter and huntingchamber.com. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes. Republican Senator Marco Rubio getting a big endorsement for the GOP presidential nomination. Congressman Trey Gowdy says he's giving Rubio his support. In announcing his support at a rally in Iowa, the South Carolina Republican called Rubio a rock-solid conservative and a strong leader. The U.S. military citing success in killing some ISIS leaders, as we hear from correspondent Terry Moore.
Vince, we've really killed a lot of bad guys here.
At least 10 ISIS leaders killed by U.S.-led airstrikes this month, said Army Colonel Steve Warren. He likened it to
striking at the head of this snake.
In a video teleconference from Baghdad, Warren said some of the ISIS leaders killed this month were linked to the recent terror attacks on Paris.
This organization is losing its leadership.
Warren also argued that ISIS is definitely beatable. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
This is USA Radio News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Rescue crews in Oklahoma are continuing the search for a missing country singer. Tammy Rose has the latest.
Craig Strickland and his friend Chase Moreland did not return from a recent hunting trip on Caw Lake. Moreland's body was found Monday, but Strickland's family remains hopeful. They formed in 2012, and in the 3 years since Backroad Anthem has been doing country their way. Monday morning, though, the music stopped after a duck hunt gone horribly wrong. Just off the shores of Call Lake, lead singer of the band Craig Strickland and good friend Chase Moreland hit the water and vanished. Nothing found but a capsized boat. Family and friends turned to social media, finding this chilling tweet from Chase. Quote, in case we don't come back, Backroad Craig and I are going right through Winter Storm Goliath to kill ducks in Oklahoma. I'm Tammy Rose.
Another day of bad weather delays for air flights. Over 3,000 flights delayed so far today. This is USA Radio News.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Cleveland's mayor is saying he welcomes protests after a grand jury's decision to clear the officers involved in the Tamir Rice shooting. Mayor Frank Jackson saying during a news conference he's not worried about protests and people have a right to do so. He actually says he welcomes them. He also says police will provide protection to protesters who come to Cleveland. A grand jury yesterday deciding officers Timothy Lohman and Frank Garmbach would not be facing charges in the killing of that 12-year-old boy who brandished a real-looking pellet gun when he was shot by cops last year. Authorities in Texas say the so-called affluenza teen had a going-away party before he took off. During a press conference, Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson said he hopes Ethan Couch will be extradited soon back to Fort Worth after his capture in Mexico. Anderson saying investigators learned from a source that Couch had some sort of a farewell bash before he and his mother left town. Couch made news in 2013 when he was sentenced to 10 years probation after killing four people in Texas while he was driving admittedly drunk. Stocks back in positive territory to end the year. They opened sharply higher today after a slight recovery in oil prices. Investors also anticipating higher consumer confidence numbers for December. The Dow was up 193 points at the close. The NASDAQ gained 67. I'm Chris Barnes for USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Good morning, Hunterdon. HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. And hey, Michelle, we got back into positive territory yesterday. And
yes, we did.
We eked it out. Now, this is going to frustrate me because if we have a good day today and we have a good day tomorrow because it's low volume, everybody's going to be parading around going, oh, what a wonderful year it's been in the stock market.
I know, right? Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking when when we were kids, we would go to the boardwalk and you would always play that game where you shoot the water at the at the little target and the horses move.
Right.
So this whole we're up, we're back, we're up, we're back.
Right. Right. Yep.
It's been a question of time. It'll be the bull and the bear, but in either case, neither one of them is moving very quickly.
No.
But yes. Yes. Back in the positive territory, we had technology especially gaining a little over, about 1.3% to lead all 10 sectors higher. So we had, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, the typical big tech companies kind of leading the advances there. We also had some biotech up as well, which was bringing the NASDAQ up. You know, when we look at the economic data from yesterday, we had home values in October up by 5.2% year over year, which is a little bit higher than expected. And then consumer confidence for December came in at 96.5, topping expectations, which is still interesting because, you know, I guess we are starting to see consumer confidence, but continues to be a pretty high number. Although, as we've talked about before, confidence doesn't necessarily have to do with the markets. That's more dealing with the economy. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent here. But yes, so far, in overnight trading, we had Asian markets ending mixed. We had the Nikkei having their final trading day of the year, and they actually, for the year, were up 9.3%. So, you know, we finally see some positive returns going on over there. European markets are currently trading lower as we continue to see weakness in the global commodity markets, especially, you know, oil, because that continues to remain under pressure with supply and demand. However, if you take a look at the Swedish company, Fingerprint Cards, which are the biometric tech maker of, obviously, fingerprinting, been using fingerprinting as an identification, whether it's on your iPhone or, you know, obviously looking at many other ways of utilizing this type of technology, they were up about 10%. Year-to-date, they're the best-performing stock over in Europe, and they're up 1,460%.
Wow.
So who knew? Who would have guessed that? That's the thing if you're a stock trader. You know, yes, that's a really great story, but it's really hard to find those diamonds in the rough in terms of who's going to be the next one of them.
Right.
And for those folks that own that company, let's hope they're not too greedy and say, "Oh, well, only up 1,450%. Let me just keep riding, keep riding the wave here."
Yeah.
So far here in the U.S., the futures are slightly lower. Trading continues to be relatively light. You know, so we have today, then we have tomorrow. Tomorrow is a full day of trading in the stock market. The bond market closes a little bit early. But today we have pending home sales coming in at 10. Tomorrow we've got, you know, the usual jobless claims coming in at 8:30. And that's about it. So we shall see what happens these final two trading days. But as you mentioned, you know, if we did squeak out some small gains, be interesting to see that, you know, how people are, or, you know, how they talk about the year overall.
Yep.
You know, we're just chalking this one up to being relatively flat. You know, which again, after coming off of financial crisis, a couple great, you know, good years of follow-up positive returns, you know, you can't always have a, you know, 10-15% year. You have to kind of come back to a little bit more of a normal level, but it'll be interesting to see when we flip the calendars over, what we start to see that first trading day of January. And actually, yeah, I meant to look back to see, is it, you know, one of those old wives' tales, I know it's not old, but, you know, one of those things that they look at, well, gee, depending on how the market does that first year of the trading year, will give a good indication of where we expect to end. And I can't, I like I said, I didn't have a chance to do that yesterday.
Yeah. It's hard to even find that information, to be honest with you.
It is.
Because, you know, everything's so forward-looking, and so I'd have to go and dig into some of my charts to find out what actually happened on that first day. But,
exactly.
And then they throw the other piece in. If it's not necessarily the first day, then they talk about the first week, and then they talk about the first month. So there's caveats all the way through.
Oh, yeah, because then you also get the football teams involved.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. Always something.
Oh, man.
So, a couple more days to go, so we'll see.
Still goes back to reports and the reports from the financials from the actual companies, doesn't it?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Exactly. That's what drives the market. market.
Yeah, there you have it.
What's the bottom line with company A, B, C,
Right.
All this other stuff is just white noise that goes into the psychology of investors, but doesn't necessarily have to do with, you know, what should really drive the markets on a day-to-day basis. So.
Cool. All right, Michelle. We're going to talk to you on next year. So we're off tomorrow. So have a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
You too.
Get some rest, and we'll be back.
Absolutely, yes. My brain yesterday, it was interesting. I was back in the office yesterday, and it felt like my brain has shut off for 2015. It's like, all right, you know, because I guess I was in meetings all day, but in between meetings, I was jotting things down, and then I was like, I'll do them next year.
All right, there you go, next year.
All
right, so we'll find out how 2016 will fare when we talk with you on January 4th.
All right, looking forward to it. Have a great New Year's Eve, great New Year, and I'll chat with you on Monday.
All right, take care. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. It's there on the rewind right now on the podcast. And she helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamber.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located at Little Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, we're going to traveling. I got Diane Lane from D&L Travel on the phone, and it's early, but Happy New Year to you.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So I hope everyone had a good Christmas and lots of toys.
Yeah. See, now there's a perfect. I hate to digress, but I have to say this. Clothes. You know, if somebody's really a clothes horse, clothes are fun. Yeah. But you know, when somebody gives me a sweater or something, I'm like, ugh, that's
okay.
That's so disappointing. I mean, Christmas is supposed to be
gadgets
and toys. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So. Even us adults love
even,
that.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody is all into all their technology today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. So I have a question for you before
oh,
we start.
Okay.
Because I was talking with Michelle Heide about the actual the change in interest rates and how what we're about to do in the United States will be making the dollar rise, and what's going on in Europe and Asia with regard to their economic problems, and they're making their currencies devalued. So I was wondering if you have any idea how to traverse the travel landscape to take advantage of that.
Well, right now it would be just to go overseas because it's cheaper to travel over there right now because they want the money there. We're getting more for our dollar right now to travel.
Right.
They're not. So they're not coming here.
Right.
So the exchange for them is bad. Because, like, an example, like, a lot of Canadians come down to the States in the winter, and a lot of them are not coming because they're not getting a true exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't afford to stay, like, a week for a month or 2 months like they usually do.
Oh, how about that?
It's the opposite now. It's for us to go there, and our dollar is going to stretch longer to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you still got to be careful where you're going because of all that's going on, you know, with the refugees coming in. We have somebody who is Hungarian who was over there, lives here, goes back and forth, went over to take care of his mom, and he said things are very, very bad in Hungary. And he's selling his mother's property and coming back to the States because his mother passed away. But he said it's really bad. And he's living it, you know, and they're not saying that on the news. So you have to know. And my family, too, in Italy, the same thing. They're saying the same thing. They're having issues with the refugees coming across. And it's in... I think the issues now is because of what happened in France and what's been going on in Brussels and Belgium and everything. The security has gotten tight, and now you have to get checked at the border, and you better have passports, and you better have your papers in order, because Americans have always traveled overseas with passports, but the Europeans have not.
Yeah.
Some of the countries don't even require you to cross with a passport to show a driver's license, you know?
Right.
That's all coming to a halt. It's just like going back to pre-World War II. Same thing. It's security is going to be tight right now everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So you just got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know? But going overseas is the best time to try to go if you want to go.
Well, okay.
And they're having a very mild winter.
Good.
Because we're having warm weather here. El Nino affects that flow over there. So it is what it is.
Cool. All right. So. There you go. You could take advantage of that and get a better value for your vacation.
Yeah, you can, and you can do it now, even if you put a deposit, you know. Yeah. And I'm going to say something. A lot of things are booked and sold already.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. The only thing you're going to get are cancellations if somebody is canceled out and they can't make it or something.
Right.
Yeah, because I always try to tell people plan at least a year in advance for Europe. You can't do it on a fast thing. Then you're going to pay.
Okay.
And I'm hoping the airlines start coming down on their prices. Because the fuel has really dropped.
Yeah, they have no excuse now. They've made it.
And charging all these fees and charging for leg room and charging for this seat. Yeah, I mean, it's getting kind of crazy.
It makes it a very distasteful experience in purchasing an airline ticket. It really does.
Yeah, I mean, to travel even first class in the United States is a $1,200 or $1,300 ticket. Come on.
Yeah.
You're flying across the United States. It can't be that much money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I am.
Yeah. But I had a little surprise this year. We've been keeping a secret. Speaking of traveling and families and what have you, my daughter is expecting twins.
Wow. All right.
Right.
Two little travel agents coming this way. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So I was gearing today's show with the new things that have come out for families who are looking to travel with children and what they're having going on. Now, the national parks in the United States are celebrating 100-year anniversary. So there's, like, companies out there taking it to a new level to take families who want to do, like, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon. They have all kinds of things set up for families to do really interactive things with nature and get to know what's going on and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the phone rings while I'm on the phone.
Wow. Hey, well, maybe they're getting congratulations for your announcement.
Yeah, whatever. Anyhow, Yellowstone National Park has this grizzly and wolf. Hang on a second.
It's okay.
Wolf Discovery Center
uh-huh.
that takes injured prey. They have 8 bears, 6 wolves, 9 birds of prey, many of which were orphaned or sustained an injury, but they didn't want to have them euthanized.
Right.
So you get to be and participate, the kids between 5